Part 1. Friends in Need. 1. Skylar.
Sassy pants, you're going to be late for school.
Skylar Cervantes Chase was already scrambling to get ready when her father called to her through her bedroom door. She pulled her favorite oversized sweater over her rumpled black dress and called back,
"I know, I know."
Then she cursed when she realized she had put her sweater on backward. Once it was fixed, she tossed her neon green water bottle full of donated human blood into her backpack, barely checking to see if the lid was screwed on. She couldn't believe she had overslept. At least that's what she would tell people who didn't know about her secret life as a blue blood vampire. She had slept through her alarm. That part was true. But they didn't need to know that it was because she'd spent the night before searching all over Manhattan for Jack Force. After the Battle of City Hall, when she and Jack had interrupted Lucifer's plans to impose the Silver Legacy to wipe out all mortal red bloods on the island under the guise of a deadly pandemic, Jack had left to find his twin brother, Max. He'd been worried that something terrible had happened, and he was right. Skylar's human familiar, Oliver Golding Chang, had seen Max and Kingsley get caught and Kingsley killed. Max was taken prisoner. Skylar could only guess what had befallen Jack. Why else would he still be missing after all this time? Every night she went out looking for him, searching for some sign. But every night she came home, alone and exhausted. 2 months had passed since she'd last seen Jack. 2 months come and gone, and she was worried sick about him. But she couldn't tell anyone about it, not even her family. She ran her fingers through her curls as she raced out of her room, backpack flying behind her. Mornings in the Cervantes Chase household were almost always loud and coffee-scented. Skylar's father, Stefan, already in the kitchen, had brewed up a second pot while her mother, Aurora, sat at her piano in the living room, rehearsing for a gig that weekend. The TV murmured quietly in the background, recounting a story about a man who had gone missing, the third one this week.
"No leads so far on the mysterious disappearances," the newscaster said, "and the police are asking for any information related to the case. On a more uplifting note, Unity Fest, a post-pandemic charity event, is scheduled to happen later this month on the Great Lawn in Central Park. Proceeds from the festival will go toward helping those affected by the plague that has ravaged our city. All are encouraged to attend. Tickets for the event will go on sale starting..."
But Skylar was too in a hurry to pay any attention. She dashed to the table to grab the toast and a banana that had been set out for her before kissing her mother on the cheek.
"Have a good day at school, mi cielo," her mom said.
She played a chord on the piano, a chord of encouragement to get Skylar out the door. Skylar had inherited her mother's dark brown curls and tawny complexion, but she hadn't inherited the full range of her musical genius. She guessed that wasn't a thing that could be passed down. While she looked like her mother for the most part, she had her father's bright blue eyes. Stefan ran through his usual checklist before she headed out.
"Do you have your phone, wallet, keys?"
Skylar answered yes to every question around a mouthful of dry toast, tying her boots so quickly she might have tied her fingers together in the process. Her father was wearing his usual painting clothes, a tattered 80s rock band t-shirt and pajama pants, dappled with paint. The outfit looked like it could sell in a boutique clothing store for thousands of dollars to wealthy clientele. His fingers were stained blue from working on